I think maybe I was born with a zing. Classical music, classical dance, whatever, it is immeasurably valuable. Artists must be honest. Our legends, our stories, our episodes, our events are not merely for entertainment. Yes, entertainment, but each one has a message and we must read the messages between the lines. Rajya Sabha was wonderful. 6 years, long time. And there's so much to do. I don't see the importance of culture anywhere. Thank God I'm there.
Hello and welcome. My name is Anupam Kher. Welcome to my show where for the next half an hour, we will discuss all things India, Bharat with a very special guest. She's an acclaimed Indian classical dancer and choreographer who has performed all around the globe, sharing the tradition of our great nation. She has received numerous awards, including two of India's highest civilian awards. Welcome, Sonal Mansingh.
Sonal Mansingh is a true living legend of Indian classical dance. She was born in 1944 in Mumbai, and her grandfather was a renowned freedom fighter. Mansingh started dancing at the age of 4, and at 18, she ran away from home to pursue her dream against the will of her parents. In just a few years' time, she became an international sensation, performing Indian classical dance around the globe. She was the second Indian woman dancer to be honoured with the Padma Vibhushan, India's second highest civilian award, and in 2018, she was nominated to India's Upper House of Parliament. Today, with over 6 decades of experience, Sonal Mansingh continues to perform, teach, and inspire, ensuring the legacy of Indian classical dance lives on.
Thank you, Anupam ji. Such a pleasure.
It's a pleasure and an honor for me to speak to you. I've been a great admirer of your work, of your thoughts, for a long, long time.
May I say it's mutual?
Thank you. That's very kind of you. So what makes you who you are, this person with so much of energy, with so much of optimism, with so much of joy of life? What is that? Where do you get that from?
I think maybe I was born with a zing.
Mm-hmm.
And lot to do with my upbringing, but also my dance.
Mm.
Because dance infuses a kind of a delight and joy. Mm. And you know, when the body works and the mind is with the body and the emotions are flowing, mm. all that makes for a very different kind of a person. I mean, if I tell you that despite accident and so many ups and downs, I seldom remember being depressed.
That's amazing.
And people think Sonal Mansingh ka koi problem hi nahi hai, she has no problems. But because Sonal Mansingh sits on the problems.
How wonderful. That's so amazing. And this accident in 1974, and the whole world media said that you will not be able to perform.
I was teaching dance workshops in Bayreuth,
mm.
that's in Germany, and near the previous East German and Czech border.
Mm.
And that's the place of Wagner, mm. all the operas and everything there, international workshop. We went to visit a friend in Nuremberg
mm.
overnight. And we had hired a Volkswagen. And in those years, there was no safety belt.
Mm.
And Volkswagen has dicky
mm.
in the front and engine at the back.
Mm.
So there was nothing. And then at night when we were returning, a deer ran across the mm. autobahn. It had been raining. And one should never put the brake, but the driver put the brake.
Mm.
I mean, my... And 3 somersaults.
Of the car.
I was thrown out on the road and I passed out. So basically, my 12th vertebra disc was smashed to powder, my 4, 5, 6 ribs gone, and bones and all. But that spine thing was the main.
Mm.
And the German doctors just gave me a gips, that is what you call plaster cast,
mm.
from hip to neck. 4 kilos
mm.
with that broken thing. And then they said, we can't do anything more because you refuse to have a stainless steel rod put in your back.
Mm.
And now some chiropractor can look after you. You know, in those years, if you remember, 74, India had not heard of chiropractors.
Absolutely.
Fortunately, from Germany, I was flown, sitting on a seat with that plastic cast, to Montreal, where my fiancé was working. Mm. And there, see, my mission was incomplete. The divine intervened. And a chiropractor, very famous, who had seen me perform in Montreal just 2-3 months ago, he heard about this. He came running from his summer chalet. He looked at me with tears in his eyes, and he said, let me take a look at you. Mm. He brought his X-ray machines, because the German doctors had said that after 2 years, you may walk normally again, but never be able to dance.
Oh, my God.
And I'd become white like a sheet, you know, I didn't want to live. Huh. And all I could do was look at the ceiling and do this. Everything, rucksack and plaster cast. So he brought that and he looked at that. He discussed with the German doctors. Finally, after 10 days or a week, he said, I'm coming to give the result. And he came and stood at the foot of the bed. I could just look at him with hungry eyes, and he said, I'm afraid, Sonal, I started howling. Mm. I'm afraid, Sonal, you will be able to dance again.
Wow.
And he said, I had to kickstart your system. And then he treated me, Anupamji, for 11 months.
There only?
There only. Not $1 charged. And he said, you've opened for me a totally new world. I love you, and I love India. I'm going to come to India. And on the, in the 12th month, he sent me to India, Bharat Agi, to dance. Mm. After 2 months, he summoned me again. He made the X-rays. And he jumped. Mm. You know why? Mm. He showed that between the 11th and the 12th, a new bone had grown like a bridge.
Unbelievable.
He said, you are a miracle.
Wow.
Which I think now I am.
You are. You are. And after how long did you perform?
1 year.
Oh, you did perform after 1 year. That's, you are a miracle. That's amazing. And thanks to that chiropractor.
Oh, God, really. Yeah, divine.
I have learned the pronunciation of chiropractor recently. I could not. I think in Hindi. I'm Hindi medium school. But I think India needed a person like you to spread the magic of your dance for a long, many years.
By the way, I'm a Gujarati medium school.
Wow. Oh, you speak very well.
I think I love languages because it's Saraswati ki vani hai. That's the language of our goddess Saraswati.
That's right.
Of knowledge. No?
That's right. Do you remember your first performance, international performance of dance? Where was this?
Ah. This was in Geneva in 1965.
Wow.
Where I'd gone to get married. Uh-huh. And in the Consulate General, they organized my program. Hmm. So that was my first program abroad. And in those 2 years in Geneva, a lot of European countries invited me. Hmm. And I was dancing everywhere.
So your fierceness comes from the family that you come from. Of freedom fighters, politicians, this wanting to be on the top.
That was never my ambition. I didn't even know what was being on top. But, you know, just keep working. Mm. And fortunately for me, I was never confused. Ye bhi karna, this, that, shall I try this, that? No. Mm. I love dance. I ran away from home when they said get married and then dance. I said no. I ran away at the age of 18 and a half and went straight to Bangalore to my gurus. Mm. It was that powerful a drive. Mm. So I didn't ever allow that drive to die, that flame. And I think that has been the guiding force for this.
Yes. You said that dance nourishes people with spirituality and provides social commentary. What social issues are the most important in your pieces?
A lot of things, Anupamji. I'm very glad you asked this question. Because, A, you hear a lot of people, young people, saying, I'm depressed. Mm. depression mein chale gaye Ram. It never allows you to be depressed. The self-healing that it teaches, whether bodily wounds or emotional wounds, it teaches you self-healing. It infuses you with kind of self-confidence and respect for the body and for the people. The pollution of the rivers, for example. Now I'm coming to the social messages. I think that's a worldwide problem. Even our own Yamuna in Delhi. I picked up the famous story, the episode of our Krishna with the flute, dancing on the head of the cobra, Kaliya, which represents the pollution. That is Srimad Bhagavat, the famous our epic story. Krishna fought, vanquished the cobra king, who had been polluting and poisoning the waters of Yamuna, and asked it to go away, far away, where it could not hurt the habitation. And I always said, I use this story everywhere to say, today, who is the Krishna? You, I, government, Supreme Court, who? Like that, you know, our image of Shivji, the Ganga flowing. So Ganga is the eternal water flow. But the jata, the flying hair, the matted hair is the Himalaya. And you see what's happening now, avalanches and landslides, when you chop off, and what's happening. So I believe that our legends, our stories, our episodes, our events are not merely for entertainment. Yes, entertainment, but each one has a message, and we must read the messages between the lines. And that has been my Draupadi, for example, about women's power, about the Panchakanya, the five great women of India. They represent also the five elements. They represent a life that I think somewhere it has affected me. I've lived on my own by God's grace, by Bhagavati. I always think of these things which push me, and I use this to push others. When you give interviews, when I go to universities, when I meet young people, old people, it is always that you push something positive, something beautiful, unmanifested messages in their minds. Ha ha, the, you know, so why the flute? Why the wind comes through the bamboos and you hear sound, you hear music? Flute is the oldest instrument in the world. In every civilization you find it. Why the gods and goddesses of Sanatana, our so-called Hindu dharma, religion, they have weapons, but they also have instruments. So the balancing of energies in life, very important.
Right.
Like that.
We live in in the times when attention span of people is much less. So you obviously that makes it that today's artists, in any field, their lifespan is shorter. You have been dancing since 65, you just mentioned it, and relevant even today, even in actors, means Dilip Saab, Amitabh Bachchan, Vahida Rahman, they ruled for 50 years, 55 years. Now today, it's, so what is the, how do you rectify it, according to you?
It is up to the artist also to remain relevant. By selecting your what you present. Now there are wonderful artists, but we have, you know, people as, oh, you know, stars like you. Yeah, because one went beyond the immediate stage performance like you by being available to bridge the gap with interviews, with talk shows, with lecture demonstrations, Q&A. So you have to spread a little bit more yourself. It may take your time. So I think there are several elements coming together.
And you're also very vocal about a lot of subjects, a lot of topics. What do you feel about the country, about surroundings?
Coming from that freedom fighter family.
Yes.
And also my own interest in things around.
Do you think artists should be vocal about their political views?
Why not?
No. I have been, you are. Yeah. Do you think that there's a section of people who start to not sort of like that if you're not being politically correct? Don't you think that sort of affects?
I don't.
Or you don't care?
I don't like that phrase, politically correct.
Exactly, yeah.
Because what is politically correct today may not be so tomorrow.
Yes.
And artists must be honest. First, you have to be honest with yourself, with what you think. I mean, you don't offend. But even if you have to offend, why not?
And also, I believe that it's not, I personally feel that it's not popular. As you said, you have to be popular with yourself first, honest and popular. And you can't be popular with the whole world. It's impossible. Yeah.
Exactly. But I think that shows one's complex, that you want, she's so good, she's so kind, she's so nice, certificate from everyone. I never cared for that. You are right about that. And I used to say, look, I don't need your certificate. I know I'm very nice, I'm very kind, I'm great, okay? Thank you.
Yeah, you can afford to say that.
No, but self-respect, swabhiman.
Swabhiman. You think women are represented enough in Indian politics? No. Even after 30% reservation is approved.
Approved, but...
Implemented?
Not in effect.
Yeah.
It's still a long way to go.
Yeah. What did you learn being in Rajya Sabha?
I believe that you stick to your beliefs, you stick to your self-respect, you stick to what you're doing as a mission, and things happen. Even if they don't happen, so what? A lot of learning, patience to listen to people of diverse views from diverse parties, friendships across the party line, get to know so many points of views about issues which did not bother you earlier. Constitution, rules, which one didn't bother earlier about. And also the discipline, although we don't see much of it.
Yeah.
But my first 2 years, 2018, July 18th, when I took oath, and 2019, before COVID struck, the pandemic, things were different. And after COVID, somehow the energies have risen like a lot of changes. And now, but I learned discipline. Sit through the sessions, not skipping, unless they had a very important program. My presence has been marked as something unusual for a nominated member, especially an artist. And interventions, timely interventions, asking relevant questions, and going after that until you get satisfactory answer, raising issues of general importance, but about culture mainly. Because I saw and I made point to say that repeatedly, that I don't find culture, I don't see the importance of culture anywhere. Thank God I'm there.
Will you miss being part of Rajya Sabha now?
No, Rajya Sabha was wonderful. 6 years, long time. And there's so much to do. Bahut baki hai kaam. There's so much to do.
My grandfather used to say something which I did not understand at that time. He used to say the more you understand life, the more sense of loneliness creeps in you. Is that true?
Not for me.
Okay.
I just thought, and I wrote one line, that for me, solitude is the space for creativity. Not loneliness, solitude. And I have always treasured my time and space. I have to carve it out, having been in public domain. You know that. And that is very, very, and from there emerge my creative work. So, loneliness, no. Solitude, yes.
I mean, I said, no, I'm from a Hindi medium school. For me, solitude has a romantic feeling about it. Loneliness does not have a romantic feeling.
Right.
There was a very nice line written outside Greta Garbo's house. It said, I am lonely, leave me alone. that was... do you think classical art education is necessary in the modern world?
Yes. Absolutely, yes. I stress it again and again. Classical music, classical dance, whatever, it is immeasurably valuable. What all it does to a person what all it gives to a person's life. You cannot, you know, it's invaluable. Mm. So your sensitivity, your sensibility, mm. your self-respect, your respect for the tradition, your respect for the country, respect for the civilizational values.
We are both very proud Indians, and we declare it all the time. We say it loudly. What has changed about Bharat in the last few years?
Oh, dear. Now, that's a jalebi question.
You can straighten anything.
No, when you say Bharat, it has a different connotation.
The show is called Let's Talk Bharat. I like to call it Bharat.
Yes, of course. For me, I've often said Bharat comes from bhava, raga, tala. The three things, yeah. Emotions, bhava. Mm. Without emotion, there is no life. Mm. Raga. Raga has twofold meaning. One is, of course, the music, the melody. Mm. Another one is love. Mm. And tala, the measure. And unless you have the proper measures in your life, it can be overwhelming, overlapping. Mm. So bhava, raga, tala, the three things that inform our great artistic tradition, that is Bharat for me. Mm. But things have, I think there has been a seesaw. Mm. Seesaw effect.
Yes.
Sometimes this, sometimes that. I would like to see an equilibrium, a balance. Mm. That everything that is Bharatiya, without, you know, going at loggerheads. Mm. Appreciate, accept, understand, and employ. Mm. That Bharat. And I think these shows, these kind of conversations, go a long way in releasing that inner energy, the inner thought, that Bharat, Bharatiyata, what is it? Where does it show? Like the sunshine on a little dewdrop, and you see all the colors. Mm-hmm. Like that, the dewdrop of Bharatiyata on people, where rainbow colors open up. Oh my God, I'd love to see that.
What emotion do you love to project in dance the most? I mean, I'm sure you, as a performer, you're fantastic. But what is an emotion that comes from within, which has a juxtaposition or which has a mixture? When you perform that, you feel, as a person, amazing.
I think the first one out of the nine, the nine rasas, Shringar.
Shringar ras, wow.
Shringar. Shringar is the ultimate. Mm. It's called the king of emotions. And Shringar is everything in it.
Shringar, what are the technical translation of Shringar for our international audience?
Yeah, I'm sorry, there's no one word in English.
Right, right.
But it is love in all its myriad shades and nuances. Mm. It is beauty. Mm. And it is the ultimate reason, cause for creation. That is Shringar. And that is where bhakti, devotion, like, you know, Teresa of Avila with Jesus Christ, or Meera with Krishna, that is also Shringar. Mm. And without that, I think life is like a desert. Mm. And who wants to go in a desert? No.
How wonderful. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much, Sonal Mansingh ji. Thank you. And thank you for watching. Join me next week as we uncover a new layer in yet another debate, and let's talk Bharat. I'm Anupam Kher. Goodbye.